It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Tony Leisner has lived in Tarpon Springs, Florida, his whole life. But when floodwaters rise along the Gulf Coast, as they often do, so do toxins that were dumped for years by the Stauffer Chemical Plant right near where Tony lives. That area is now an Environmental Protection Agency Superfund site.
At night, if you took a stick and dragged it through the water or threw a rock out into the water, it would erupt as though you had just taken a can of lighter fluid and lit it and fired it.
Tony Leisner talking about the realities of living right near a Superfund site when it floods. Well, according to an Associated Press investigation out this month, Tony is just one of about 2 million Americans living within a mile of 327 Superfund sites at risk of flooding as sea levels rise. Kara Cookschultz studies Superfund sites as toxics director for the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Kara, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Kara, you're talking to us from Houston, of course, in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. Unbelievable flooding there. What are some examples? What kinds of pollution and toxins are we talking about that are typical at a Superfund site and that could just leach into floodwaters?
Unfortunately, there's no typical Superfund site because there is such a variety of chemicals and waste products that were dumped back in the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s. And we don't always know what's in this toxic soup. But some examples of bad sites in the Houston area that flooded during Hurricane Harvey. One is the San Jacinto waste pit. It contains a chemical called dioxin. It can cause rashes and skin lesions, but over time can cause cancer. But there are several Superfund sites in Florida from Hurricane Irma and in Texas from Hurricane Harvey. They were flooded, and those sites were only covered by what they call a cap of soil and tarp, and sometimes some rocks. So, you know, you can imagine if you flood that whole area, what happens to soil when it gets flooded? It will get washed away by the floodwaters.
Contained by soil and rocks, Kara, you'd like to think that dangerous chemicals like dioxin and worse are contained in concrete bunkers with metal lids, that even if the stuff isn't cleaned up, that it's secure, and you're saying something very different.
Yeah, you like to imagine the skull and crossbones for when you think about these sites. I mean, some of these sites that the AP found had radium. So, no, sadly, occasionally these sites, because they don't have the funding at the EPA to completely clean up these sites, what they'll do is they'll say, okay, for now, let's contain this site with some soil and some rocks, and we'll come back in and we'll clean it up later when it's on the list for funding. That can take decades.
Well, this isn't an EPA that's keyed up to take climate change very seriously. I think that's fair to say. Might not be responding to concerns about rising floodwaters, but is the EPA proposing to do anything to secure these sites that could just leach if they're flooded?
The EPA has said that Superfund sites are a priority. They said that right after Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Maria hit. And they did, in fact, decide to clean up one of the sites here in Houston, the San Jacinto Waste Pits site. So there is some hope. The EPA does want to go in and clean up some of these areas. The problem is that the EPA has said numerous times that it does not have the funding to clean up all of these sites. They used to get funding from a tax on chemical companies back in the 90s. In 1999, they cleaned up 89 of these sites that year. Now, there are some years where they're only cleaning up 19 or 20 sites per year. And a lot of that has to do with funding. In fact, last spring, President Trump proposed to cut the EPA's Superfund budget.
Kara Cookschultz with the Public Interest Research Group, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.